Amen. Last day of chapel. Last day of classes. All right. Hey, March 21 is supposedly the day that is supposed to be a sign of the first day of spring. It wasn't this year. Today is the first day of spring. It is. And I'm marking it. My pink sweater is coming out. No socks today, baby. It is spring. It is spring. Hey, for this last chapel, we've been making our way through the senior witnesses. We've had five out of the six. Today is our last one. How many know Sam Zoe's there? Sam, of course, is a senior, Midland, Michigan, Spanish management major. Yeah. Just last week, he accepted an invitation by the University of Michigan, master's program in health and administration. All right. Sam joins a bunch of you seniors who are going to be leaving this campus in a week, going to the four corners of the earth to really be a light for Christ. Hey, so no more introduction. Let me pray, and then Sam's going to share. Lord, we bless you for your loving kindness that you extend to us all by grace in Jesus. Not what we've done, not who we are, not by how we look or our background. It's all through the mercy and grace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And now be with our brother Sam. Give us ears to listen and hearts to receive what you want to say to us through him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give Sam one more welcome.
If you'll turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. For those of you that have pew Bibles, it's page 948. As you're turning there, if you're not turning there, that's cool too. I'd really like to share this verse with you because of two main reasons. One, it's incredible encouragement, at least in my Christian walk, but it's also incredibly convicting. And today what I'd like to share with you is just something I've been struggling with basically the entirety of my life. And so let's go. Galatians chapter 6, 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those of the family of believers. For those of you who don't know my background, I guess Paul gave a little bit. Born and raised in Midland, Michigan. Where are my Midlanders at? There's a lot of us. Good deal. Growing up, my parents were individual. My dad led me to Christ at age 5. But it was one of those things where it never became real. Growing up, I think I was definitely defined by what I was involved in. And by the time I graduated high school, I was probably president of like 6 different clubs. It was absolutely ridiculous. From things like, you know, pretty respectable, like editor-in-chief of a high school newspaper, to random things like Revolutionary War reenactor. You know, it was pretty diverse and pretty crazy in that way. And you know, the truth is, it's kind of translated to hope as well. It's been one of those things where just a lot of different opportunities have been presented to me at Hope College, and they're absolutely incredible opportunities that I really see as ways to develop the gifts that God's blessed me with. While on campus, I've been blessed to be able to lead about 3 or 4 different Bible studies. I've spent 3 summers in the nation of Zambia to start a chicken farm, as well as soap-making business. Had the blessing to lead about 3 mission trips in my time here. Really like the number 3 for some reason. I just noticed that. That's kind of weird. I spent about 1,100 hours in a biophysics lab researching on DNA binding cancer. I've had jobs in admissions as well as Hope College Advancement. It's been a packed 4 years. And it sounds really weird, like, you know, what is this kid doing? And like it sounds like it's just a lot of different stuff, very diverse, but at the same time, what's the direction? You know, and for the longest time, the question that always was asked of me, both at the very beginning, at the very end, is, Sam, do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you feel overcommitted? Probably get that question more often than I get, you know, what are you doing this summer? And the answer normally is no. You know, I feel like I'm incredibly efficient with my time. But the fact of the matter is, that's not the problem. The problem with the commitment to all of these activities is the fact that I confess sometimes my motivation probably isn't in the right place when I'm committing to those activities. I want to say that when I lead a group or I lead a meeting or I lead a Bible study, it's all for the glory of God. But within that and within the interaction with people in each of these cases, whether it's a startup company, whether it's a mission trip, each and every time I find myself sucked into the idea that I need to meet the expectations of the people I'm working with. The expectations to give a good speech today, for an example. You know, the expectations to do well in school. We live on a campus full of expectations. The high tuition, the incredible professors give us an expectation to do well academically. The unlimited amount of clubs and activities at this school is an expectation for us to stay involved. You all probably got 25 or 30 emails at least this week about different meetings that are going on in this campus. It's a life of expectation of meeting it. And whether or not we live into that or not, at least for me, I confess, it's a huge issue for me. In my 4 years here, I've done a lot of things that I feel like not always are to the glory of God. I do an extra paper, an extra research paper, just so that I can get a better letter of recommendation. I take extra classes just so that this professor won't call me a quitter in the subject that he's doing. I confess I've led a Bible study at one point just because I didn't want to let the people down in that Bible study, not because it was for the Lord. The list can go on and on and on. And it makes me question everything that I'm doing. To the point this fall, sometimes I even wonder the startup medical device company I have. I know I can't describe everything I'm doing, but like that's one thing for sure. While it may be a great thing, it might sound successful. Am I doing this really because this medical device is really actually beneficial? Or is this something I'm just supposed to talk about at a grad school interview? It's exhausting. I confess that I have lived many times in the life of expectations of other individuals. And I know this because it's junior year, I crashed. There was like a month period, okay, maybe not a month. It's all kind of muddled because what my friends like to call is like, Sam, you went into a life of a quarter-life crisis. That's what they like to call it, where you had no idea what the heck you were doing. It's probably true. You know, there's times where I just didn't know why I was going to class, what activities I was going to. There's a point where my prayers to the Lord were just, God, what am I supposed to do next? What am I supposed to do with all these activities? Lord, are you just telling me to drop all these things? It's not like these things I'm involved with are bad, right? Like, I'm digging wells in Africa, right? I'm building a chicken farm in Africa. Is that really wrong if my heart's not in the right place? This medical device could save, no, it doesn't save lives, sorry. It allows people to sleep better. We might need to make a new medical device to talk about that. But, you know, it's, seriously, like, what is my motivation? Where is my heart when I do that? Let's go back to verse 10 in Galatians. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those that belong to the family of believers. I'm a strong believer that this verse is speaking to a little aspect that sometimes we forget, and is the fact that God also puts limitations in our lives as well. And here are my takeaways for that as we close. One, first, I think we need to recognize that every opportunity, I'm saying we recognize in the sense that I'm still working on this, every opportunity is not a calling. There are a lot of great things, a lot of awesome opportunities on this campus and beyond this campus that we can get involved in and that we might even have the abilities to accomplish. But it doesn't mean that's what God wants, is calling us to do. Second, not every need that we see, I would suggest, is our burden. In fact, I'd suggest that all of those things, whether you're working on solving world hunger, working with water purification, sex trafficking, these aren't our burdens. They're the Lord's. And we're working for Him. And I think we need to recognize that, and that's something that I have struggled with so many times. It's kind of like this God complex, you know, like you can start moving things around once you think you know what you're doing. When in reality, we should be looking to Him. Last 2 points. I feel like this is something that I'm just grateful for, that God works with us, but also in spite of us, right? Like, I don't know, like, as I'm confessing these things to you, I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that he would still choose to use me. Even when my heart's not at the right place, he's still using it somehow to glorify him. And I can't use words to describe that necessarily this morning, but it's there. And I need to have confidence in that. Paul likes to say, a humble confidence that the Lord continues to use you. Last point, this is a process. You know, I'm glad this is the beginning. I guess they do call it commencement this Sunday for a reason, right? It's not like the end of college, but it's supposed to like beginning of the next part of your life. Or maybe I'm making that up, but I'm tired of being weary, guys. I'm so tired of living into others' expectations, and it's honestly something that the Lord's been teaching me a lot even this last week. And so whether you're a freshman, you know, wrapping up your first year here, you're a senior graduating, I'd like you to take a step back with me. What parts of your life are you living into others for expectation? It's not worth it, and I can attest to that. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for this school year. I thank you for the last 4 years here. Lord, I just pray that the words that are spoken this morning, if there's anything that was not of you, I pray that those would be gone. And what remains is what you wanted everyone to hear this morning. Lord, for those who are weary this morning, I pray that you'd comfort them and surround them. Help us recognize that you are the one who has control and you have us. And Lord, that I just pray that if there's any individuals living in the life of other expectations, that we would find our motivation out of gratitude to what you did on the cross, Lord, and not for anything else. It's not a duty, Lord, but rather out of gratitude for your love for us. So as we go our separate ways, Lord, in exams and graduation beyond, Lord, I just pray that everything that we do in thought, word, intent, action, just glorify your name. In your name I pray. Amen.